Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday, Mishnah Yomi began Menachot. Today, we are picking up in chapter 1, Mishnayot 3 and 4. Riba Sham Na. If they increased the amount of oil. Now, the Bartner explains that there is a standard amount of oil in a normal mincha of one log of oil. That's a liquid measure equal to the volume of 6 eggs per isaron of dry flour. An isaron is 43 1/5 eggs. So we see a standard mincha is about 1/8 oil, so it's a fairly oily concoction. So if there's too much oil, and the Bartner explains an extra log is too much, and we'll see at the end of this sentence it will be puzzle, the chiser shmana, or if there's not enough oil, not one log per isaron of flour, or chiser livonata, there's not enough livona, not enough frankincense. The Bartner here goes through the limud, how our sages learn out from the psukim, that it needs to have two clumps of frankincense on each mincha. So if it doesn't have the standard amount of oil or frankincense, pesula. Now the Mishnah turns to a concept of intention, and this might sound very familiar from Zevachim chapter 2. There's a very similar concept going on. Hakomitz et hamincha, if the Kohen scoops out his kmitza full, recall from yesterday that's the three middle fingers forming a scoop and closing over part of the mincha, that's the kometz, which is burned on top of the mizbeach, the altar. And here the act of kmitza is taking place with the wrong intention. Lechol, with the intention to eat, she'arecha, the remainder of the mincha, the part that's not the kmitza, bechutz, outside the temple courtyard. Recall it's kodshe kodshim, it has to be eaten inside the temple courtyard. Oh, or the intention is kazayit mishraya bechutz, even one olive's volume of the remainder of the mincha, the part that's eaten outside the temple courtyard, or lahakdir kumtza, to burn its kometz bechutz, outside the temple. It needs to be burned in the temple on the altar. O kazayit mikumsa bahutz, even one olive's volume of the kometz to be burned bahut outside. O lahakter levonata bahutz, or to burn up the frankincense from the mincha outside. Pasul, this offering is no longer valid. Ve'ein bo karet, but there's no penalty of karet, of spiritual excision, for eating from this mincha. Now the Mishnah contrasts that to the next halacha where there is karet. Lecho shiraya lamachar, if his intention during kmitza is to eat the remainder of the mincha tomorrow, and now a mincha has to be eaten in one day. Or his intention is kazayat mishra lamachar, even one olive's bulk tomorrow, or lahakter kumtza lamachar, or to burn the kometz tomorrow, and it has to be burned the same day. O kazayat mikumtza lamachar, even one olive's bulk of the kometz tomorrow, o lahakter nevota lamachar, or to burn up the frankincense tomorrow, pigul. This is a form of pasul called pigul, which is an intention to consume part of the offering at the wrong time. V'chayavin alav karet, and pigul does carry a penalty of spiritual excision for somebody who eats the mincha. Now we pointed out in Zevachim chapter 2, even if he eats it during the normal time, since the intention during a critical phase in the offering was to eat it or burn it at the wrong time, it is considered pigul, and eating it carries a punishment of karet. Zeyaklal, now the Mishnah says it's not just kmitza, it says Zeyaklal, kol hakometz, anyone who performs the kmitza, the scooping, anoten bekli, or puts the mincha, puts the kometz into a sacred vessel, hamachalech, walks it over to the mizbeach, to the altar, hamaktir, or burns the kometz on the altar, lechol, devar shadarkar, lechol, and he has intention to eat a portion of the mincha that's supposed to be eaten, or ulahakdir, or to burn davar, part of the mincha, shadarko lahakdir, that's normal to burn that part. Chutzlim komov, his intention is to do so outside of the normal place, outside of the temple courtyard. Pasul, the offering is invalid, ve'ein bo karet. But if they accidentally baked it and ate it, there's no karet from eating it. Chutzlizmano, if his intention during one of these critical phases of the ritual was to eat it or burn it outside the time limit, pigul, it is a special kind of pasul called pigul, v'hayivin olev karet, and if someone eats from this offering, they are liable to spiritual excision. Ubilvad, and only sheyikrav amatir gemitzvato. If the matir, the part of the ritual that allows the rest of the mincha to be eaten, is done correctly. So if everything else went right, but the intention was to burn or eat from the mincha after the time limit, then it is pigul. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad Karav Hamatir Kimitzvato. What do we mean when we say that the matir, the part of the ritual that allows it to be eaten, was done correctly? So kametz b'shtika, if he did the kemitza b'shtika, means silently, but that means without any invalidating intent. The wrong intent could even be a thought, doesn't have to be spoken out. V'notan b'kli, and then he put it into the vessel. V'chilech, and he walked it over to the mizbeach. V'hikter, he burned the kometz. Chutz lizmano, now with the intention it should be eaten, that the reindeer should be eaten outside the time limit. Or the original kemitza, the first ritual was done with the intention to eat it past the time limit. And the rest of the phases of the ritual were done without any wrong intention. Or all of these phases were done with the wrong intention. These are cases where the permitter was offered as is required according to the mitzvah. Basically, the Kohen did everything right, except at some critical phase in the ritual, he had the wrong intention to burn or eat it after the time limit. Now on to Mishnah Dalet, which contrasts Ketzad Lo Karav Hamatir Kemitzvato. What does it mean? What are cases where the matir, the permitting phase of the ritual, was not done correctly? For example, kametz chutz limkomo, the kemitza was performed with the Kohen intending to eat the remainder of the mincha out of the temple courtyard. V'natan b'kli, and then he put it in the vessel, v'hilech v'hikter chutz lizmano, and he walked it to the mizbeach and burned it on top of the altar with intention that they should eat it after the time limit. Or another case, shekametz chutz lizmano, they did the kemitza with the intention it should be eaten after the time limit. V'natan b'kli, v'hilech v'hikter chutz lizmano, and he placed it in the vessel, walked it to the mizbeach, and burned it with the intention to eat it in the wrong place. Another option, shekametz v'natan b'kli v'hilech v'hikter chutz lizmano, if he did any of the critical phases, the kemitza, or the placing in the vessel, or walking it to the mizbeach, or burning it on the mizbeach, if he did any of those things with the intention it should be outside of the place, it should be consumed outside of the temple courtyard, then the Mishnah is going to conclude this is where the matir, the allowing phase of the ritual, was not done correctly. But the mincha is going to digress for a minute and talk about minchat chote, the mincha brought by someone who did one of these specific transgressions that has a korban ole v'yored, as we talked about yesterday, or minchat kanaut, the mincha of jealousy brought by the isha sota, shekimotzon shelo lishman. If the kemitza was done not for the sake of this specific offering, but for some other mincha, v'natan b'kli, and then the Kohen put it in the vessel, v'chilech, walked it to the altar, v'hikter chutz lizmano, or burned it with the intention to eat the remainder past the time limit, oshekametz chutz lizmano, or did the kemitza with a pigul intent to eat it after the time limit, v'natan b'kli, and he put it in the vessel, v'chilech, or walked it, v'hikter, or burned it on the altar, shelo lishman, for the sake of a different offering. Or another option, shekametz v'natan b'kli v'chilech v'hikter shelo lishman. Or at any of these critical phases, the kemitza, the placing in the vessel, the walking to the altar, or the burning of the altar, he had the intention not to do this mincha for the sake of this specific mincha. So he's learned in Mishnah Aleph, by a minchat chote and minchat knayot, that will invalidate the entire process, and they cannot continue and bake this mincha, the shirayim of the mincha, into a bread. And the Mishnah here makes this statement, which also applies to the first cases, Mishnah Dalet, Zehu Shelo Karav Matir Kemitzvato. These are cases where the permitting phase, the ritual, was not done according to the mitzvah. Now the Mishnah turns to cases where there were two different intents during the same avoda, during the same step of the ritual. Le'echol kezayit b'chutz kezayit le'machar, if during one of these four critical steps, the Kohen has an intention to eat one olives volume outside the place and one past the time limit, or kezayit le'machar, kezayit le'chutz, or first he intends to eat one olive tomorrow and then one outside of the place. Kechotzi zayit b'chutz, kechotzi zayit le'machar, he intends to eat half an olive's bulk outside the temple courtyard, and another half an olive's bulk tomorrow, or kachatzi zayit lemachar, kachatzi zayit b'chutz, or he has the same intentions in the opposite order. Pasul, the offering is invalid, v'ein bo karet, but it's not pigul, so there's no karet if someone did in fact bake up the remainder and eat it. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in part. Zeyakloi says, this is the rule. Im machshevet hazman, if the intention about eating it in the wrong time, the pigul intention, kodma, came before le machshevet hamakom, to the thoughts about eating it in the wrong place, which is pasul but not pigul, then pigul v'chayvin alav karet. Then it is pigul and is chametz chayiv karet for eating it. Rabbi Yehuda says we go after the first intention. Im machshevet hamakom kam im machshevet hazman, but if the intention about eating in the wrong place was before the intention about eating in the wrong time, pasul ve'ein bo karet. It's pasul but not pigul. V'chochamim amrin, the other sages disagree. They say zay v'zay pasul ve'ein bo karet. They say in both cases, no matter which intention came first, the fact that there was also an intention to eat in the wrong place means it's pasul and not pigul. Finally, the Mishnah brings a case where they agree. Lechol hatzi kazayit, or lehaktir kahatzi kazayit, if his intention is someone would eat half a kazayit tomorrow and burn half a kazayit of the komes or levona tomorrow, kosher. The mincha is still kosher, she'ein achila v'haktara mitstarfing, because an act of eating and an act of burning do not combine. They're two separate intentions, and the only problematic intention is about a kazayit, an olive size or bigger. So these two small wrong intentions do not combine to a big problem. Yashar kochachem, tzidkut l'mitzvot, good Shabbos.